Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. It's hour three. We're live. It's a Friday. It's a new year, 2021. Got to write that on the checks or whatever you do. Live in L.A., it's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, FS1. Good games today. Good college football games. Oh, another SEC team is losing today. Did you see that? Florida got boat raced by Oklahoma. Georgia's losing to Cincinnati. Well, let me guess. They didn't want to really play in the game.
It's only halftime. But, yes, they are down 14-10.
There you go. It's great to have you. You know, I was what I'd really like to happen in 2021, I really miss the fans. Because I watched an NBA game last night for about 15 minutes, Suns, Jazz, and I'm like, okay, it's just not working for me. There's no juice there. Now, I can watch LeBron without fans.
Right.
But for a lot of these NBA games, I'm like, I need juice. I need something. And it was just guys walking around hitting J's. And I'm like, this is not working for me. I need juice. And in these national games, they pipe in the crowd. And, you know, I mean, they really, the big production at Fox or whatever. But some of these local broadcasts, they just play the game. There's no crowd piped in. And it's just like, it's an AAU game. Like, it's just, I can't do it.
Yeah, it would be great to have fans back. It would be great to get back to normal. But, you know.
Kind of a glorified shoot around. That's what it felt like.
Yeah. So. Well, we're inching closer towards it.
We're getting closer. We're getting
people closer. Can just, you know, take some vaccines. And
yeah, that would be, you know, they're available. They're available.
Maybe. We'll see. Maybe a couple years before we get back to normal.
I'll take one on the air if I could.
I would do it live.
I'll do it live on the air instantaneously.
I volunteer as tribute.
Yeah, no, I'll to sell the vaccine to America, I'll take it. And I don't even like shots. I'll take it right on the air live. If I pass out, it won't be because of the vaccine. It'll be because I don't like blood.
Oh, you don't like needles?
I don't love them. Do you like needles? Who likes needles?
Well, my bad. Well, no, I mean, I'm not afraid of needles.
Well, I'm not afraid of them, but I don't love them.
Okay, but like, we're talking about two different things here. Well, my older brother does not like needles. Like, his fear of needles.
Jason is?
Yeah. Like, he hates needles.
Well, I don't like rhinoceroses charging at me, but they don't keep me awake at night. So I don't, I'm saying I don't fear a needle, but if you said today you're going to have 12 shots, I'd be like, oh gosh, I don't love that.
Well, I don't know, like 12 shots is something I love, but I don't know. They just don't bother me.
Big, tough Jason Taylor.
He does not like needles. No, he has no tattoos. Doesn't like needles.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I have tattoos. I don't know. Needles don't bother me.
You have tattoos?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got one. I lost a bet. Don't want to get into it. Mark Helfrich, former Oregon coach, coached national championship against Ohio State. Ohio State's going to run the hell out of the ball today, I'll tell you that. All right. Kicks off in a bit. Ohio State takes on Clemson. Brian Kelly and Notre Dame will try to take down number one Alabama. Notre Dame's going to lose. Bigly. It's the year of Bigly. They're going to lose Bigly. And that's going to be okay, but SEC fans are going to point fingers. Overrated. No, what's overrated has been everybody in the SEC for the last 10 years, not named Alabama. Let's take the last 5 years. Here's some Saban stats for you. He's 39-3 against the SEC. Average margin of victory, 20 points. But, Colin, that's counting the dogs in the conference. Okay, let's go to the big old Southern boys, Florida. Last seven meetings against Florida, Nick Saban 7-0. Average margin of victory, 22 points. Georgia, on my mind. Okay, last decade, 5-0 against Georgia, 2 touchdowns, the average score. Never been an SEC coach to go to the NFL and crush. A lot of good players, not a lot of great coaches. Spurrier bombed in the NFL, so did Saban. It's a mostly lousy coach conference with unbelievable players. But you know who isn't afraid of Alabama? Clemson. Last four times they've met, they've split 2-2, and Bama's got a negative point differential. Clemson's also faced 10 times a team not called Alabama in the SEC. They're 9-1 against the SEC as Clemson, most by blowouts. Notre Dame has higher academic standards. It's harder to get in. Most of Bama and LSU's classes would struggle to get in. They wouldn't qualify. It's hard there. It's an amazing, amazing school. For them to win 10 games is unbelievable. And they don't play Troy State three times at Notre Dame. They don't play the Citadel. No, they don't. Their out-of-conference games are like Stanford, USC, not top 10 programs currently, but teams with a history of putting great players in the NFL. They don't get that off week against Panera Bread, where they don't have to play starters and they get everybody healthy for the next week against Auburn. Everybody loves to point fingers every time Alabama rolls somebody. You know who they've been rolling for 12 years and humiliating? The SEC. Yes, this is Alabama's best team, arguably, and it's certainly their best offense. But 50 coaches have been fired since Saban's arrived. Auburn, how's that program doing? Just fired their coach and hired about the eighth choice. How's Tennessee? Bad. What else is new? South Carolina fired their coach. Florida just got rolled by Big 12 Oklahoma. Coach humiliated himself by saying game didn't count. Stop it. Nick Saban's the best college football coach ever. Don't point fingers today. Notre Dame winning 10 games in a remote, cold weather, academically rigid, with a religious awning hanging over it, is unbelievably difficult. I say this about Northwestern and Stanford. You win 8 games, tip of the cap. It's different other places. Some places are college football powers. That's okay. I'm not blaming them. But let's just have context here. Notre Dame has played in the last couple of years Georgia. Played them twice. Georgia is the second best program in the SEC. It's a great school. It's a great Athens is amazing. Unbelievable. If you've never been there, it's one of the great environments. I've been there twice. One of the great environments in college football. Notre Dame's played them twice. 20-19, 23-17. They've stacked up pretty good. When Notre Dame gets rolled today, don't point fingers. Have context. Everybody not named Clemson gets rolled by Alabama. They've got more good players. They can get them all in. They develop the hell out of them. And they got the best coach in college football history. Bama wins comfortably. But go ask Florida, Georgia. Texas A&M should have been in the playoff. You played Bama too and got destroyed. All right, so the other game I think is going to be really competitive. Joy does and I do. I think Ohio State's going to give Clemson problems. I like Ohio State's defensive front, and I don't love Clemson's offensive line, and I think Trevor Lawrence will be under duress. But what you are watching with Trevor Lawrence today, and it's why I think Clemson probably figures out a way to win close, is the best college football quarterback ever. And bruh, it ain't close. 34-1. Vince Young gets an argument. He threw 44 touchdown passes. Trevor has 88 and counting. Tim Tebow had 6 losses. Didn't play much as a freshman, nor did Vince Young. As a freshman, Trevor Lawrence walked on the field and humiliated Nick Saban 44-16. Nick had 6 weeks to prepare for him, and the 19-year-old ate Nick Saban's defense, filled with the elite NFL players, alive. Trevor Lawrence is easily the greatest college football quarterback of all time. Just compare him to Vince Young and Tebow, who maybe go 2 and 3, or a Tommy Frazier. This is a 90 touchdown pass, unbelievable as a freshman. There has been no dip since. Oh, he lost to LSU. Yeah. A team that got 14 players, a record, drafted into the NFL, probably the greatest college football team of all time. The idea, Andrew Luck, I think, redshirted as a freshman. Trevor Lawrence threw 30 touchdowns, 4 picks, but it was the ACC. Let me remind you, he humiliated Nick Saban. You are looking at a kid, we'll never see this again. I don't think we'll ever see a kid this good. He will go into the NFL next year, and this will sound hyperbolic. He will be a top 12 quarterback in the NFL. Think I'm crazy? Justin Herbert already is. You ask every NFL and the GM, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, Justin Herbert. It's not close. 32-32, take Herbert. Sermon Zion Williamson came into the NBA. I said, he will be at some point in the first year a top 25 player. I could not believe the pushback. He averaged over 22 points in 28 minutes. Have you seen Zion this year? He's a top 20 player production-wise in the NBA. So enjoy the games today. Yes, Alabama's going to roll Notre Dame like they've been doing to everybody in the SEC, everybody in college football not named Clemson for the last 12 years. And Ohio State's going to keep it close and probably not make it the most comfortable afternoon for Trevor Lawrence. But there's never been anything like that, ever. 34-1. And this year, he's not working with a very good offensive line, sans his left tackle, who's excellent. Expect Ohio State to run the ball a ton in this game. Why? Shrink the game. Less opportunities for Trevor Lawrence, 8 drives instead of 12, and not put the game in the hands of Justin Fields against Trevor Lawrence. That's a losing proposition. So Ohio State is going to run the ball 45 times. They're going to pressure Trevor Lawrence. They want to shrink this game, make it ugly, make it a ground war, and I think Ohio State's going to have a real shot to win this game. They'll be in it 7-8 minutes to go. Whether they win it or not, I already made my bet. 7.5 Ohio State under. I also already bought a speedboat because I know I'm going to win speedboat. Maybe I didn't, but I wanted to. Mark Helfrich is a former Oregon head coach, NFL coach, going to be joining us next talking about the two games today.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Super 6 has given away over $3.5 million. Download the free Fox Super 6 app. Make your picks for your shot to win. All you have to do is correctly predict the outcome of 6 NFL games. And for top stories, scores, and more, go to the Fox Sports app. Bears-Packers is featured in Sunday's contest. Colin, winner, final score.
Well, I told you a professional gambler of some renown told me he loves the Bears. But I'm not a professional gambler. I'm a square, so I like the Packers by a touchdown. I think there's a little fool's gold with their recent wins, and
I would tend to agree.
Yeah, I think Green Bay is pretty special this year. Mark Helfrich coached at Oregon for 4 years. The last two quarterbacks he had at Oregon that he recruited were Marcus Mariota, he's pretty good, and Justin Herbert. Those were his last two. Then he went to the NFL, and he's joining us now live. He's a Fox College football analyst. And it's his son's birthday today, so Max is 14. Max, listen to your father. Whatever he says is right. How about that? Not a bad start to that.
That's a huge endorsement. Yeah, I appreciate that.
You bet. Congrats.
That'll last about just as long as you think it will.
So let's talk, before I get to Justin Herbert, let's talk Alabama-Notre Dame. Alabama on the perimeter. I think Nick Saban's done an amazing job to go from a defensive program to very progressive offensively. They're now a wide receiver program to me, not even a corner or linebackers. They're wide receivers. What do you do if you're Notre Dame? Your corners are not as talented as their receivers. What is the game plan, do you think, for Notre Dame today, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, if you're Clark Lee, the defensive coordinator, you're hopefully a great multitasker. Obviously, he's the head coach now at Vanderbilt, so he's got some stuff going on in his world. But it's a hard task for those guys. Alabama's great everywhere. They can pound it. Obviously, have the injury at center that is gonna that'll matter. But it's they're just too good. Mac Jones, and then pick a wideout. Everybody looks the same. I think Steve Sarkisian he usually gets a lot of credit and well-deserved. I think this year it's been even harder to spread the wealth. Najee Harris, expect him to have a huge night as well. But I think you go slow bleed mode if you're Notre Dame and try to knock one out, and keep it close.
Well, it's similar because I like Ohio State to be very competitive today. And one of the reasons is I think the difference between Notre Dame, Alabama is larger than Clemson, Ohio State. I don't think this is a great Clemson offensive line.
No doubt.
I could see them looking ahead to Bama. The other thing is, I mean, my gut feeling today is Ohio State says, okay, we don't want this to be a quarterback battle. We got to shrink this thing. I think Ohio State's just going to pound the ball. That's my gut feeling. Give me your thoughts about facing a Trevor Lawrence. That's like facing a Patrick Mahomes. What do you do to reduce the risk?
Yeah, I mean, you got to pick your spots again. They do not want to get in a quarterback battle. Fields showed a little trouble that he had against Indiana, and certain things that he handled guys right in his face, which most quarterbacks aren't great at. But you see Lawrence right there throwing one with one of those LSU Tigers right in his face. But Trevor Lawrence is going to have a great game. I think Dabo Swinney set this up with the whole ranking Ohio State here and that whole talk. I think that was all a big ploy to hey boys, back me up on this one, and then we'll get to the next one. Because like you said, maybe they're peeking ahead a little bit. They're not going to. They're going to be laser locked on Ohio State. But I think Brent Venables preparing for Justin Fields, watching the tape, seeing how he kind of got a little bit exposed. They got to manage him. Ryan Day has to do a great job, and he will, of managing him early to kind of keep him where he wants to be. And that's a run the ball, play action pass, create those just wide open gashes that they have in the play action pass game and in the run game for him to have a chance.
Well,
I think Clemson's going to win that game by a chunk.
Okay, you do. You like Clemson by a chunk. Well, I just threw away my money for the weekend because I like Ohio State. But let me say this. You went to the NFL.
What's the number? What's the number? I don't know.
7.5.
Yeah. Finance, whatever you bought.
That's funny. So it's interesting when you, because you're a quarterback guy and you go with Trubisky, who I don't love, but you can win games with him, obviously. He and Matt Nagy have won a lot of games. When you had Justin Herbert at Oregon, he obviously was a skinny kid. He was tall. And, you know, you said your dad knew his grandpa and there was connections. He plays about 10 minutes from your house right now. He was Sheldon High School. You've recruited so many players in your life. Did you think this was the end game? I mean, is there any of it you're just kind of like, wow, what is the secret sauce to him besides DNA?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of that. Definitely DNA. And he is an old-fashioned competitor. He was a football player. He was a basketball player. He was a baseball player. He didn't go to, you know, Elite 11 or any of these quarterback guru deals in the world. And he just locked in on competing. Unfortunately, he got injured in some of those other things. So he couldn't really go any sort of these other things where I think he would have been, you know, Johnny 12 star, because he's a phenomenal guy. He's a competitive dude. He's a smart dude. And then he fell into a great spot. He's got some elite talent outside, you know, guys to play with, but he's just kind of unfazed by everything. I think his secret sauce, other than that, you know, from a physical standpoint, is his release. He just has such a clean, tight release. And so it allows him to process through things and get the ball exactly where it needs to be immediately.
You know, it's interesting, and you've coached against Ohio State, and you've recruited against the SEC. And, you know, I've said Oregon right now is the best SEC Pac-12 program. I think they're recruiting at the highest level. I think they have a very good coaching staff. They've recruited the offensive line phenomenally well. But it is interesting, Mark, because the SEC in the middle part of the country has more big bodies. We don't have, you know, even California doesn't have 6 or 7 elite defensive linemen. Louisiana may have 10 to 12. Can the Pac-12, in your opinion, ever rebound? I feel like we're at a decided recruiting high school disadvantage out here.
Well, there's no doubt. It's just of priorities. You know, priorities in Southern California are different than they are, like you said, in, pick one, South Louisiana. Guys grow up and they want to play at LSU, period. A guy grows up in Southern California and he has different options. There's different stuff to do. And I've heard you say it before, and I think you're dead on about the Pac-12 needs. You know, it needs, whether it's SC or Chip Kelly over at UCLA, they need an LA dominant elite team. And unfortunately for the Pac-12, they don't have that right now. You know, and you saw that in the reflections of the College Football Playoff Committee and what they thought of the Pac-12 going into it. And then you see, you know, Keaton Slovis here gets he beats out JT Daniels, and JT Daniels goes and blows up at Georgia and is picking people apart. So it's system, right place, right time, all that stuff. But you need, I think Oregon is that team right now in the North and somebody else in the South to give just the preseason poll means so much in college football, right? Every single year to give the conference kind of a benefit of the doubt that need one of those teams to step up.
Okay, so you like Clemson comfortably today, and I imagine you like Alabama comfortably. Do you think Notre Dame keeps it close for three quarters?
I don't. I think Alabama's going to try to make a statement, and not that they haven't made enough statements already, but Brian Kelly's done a phenomenal job. I think that's a guy that probably gets lost in all this to do what they've done to that place. That is a hard place to recruit to as well. For people our age, it might feel a little bit different, but that's a hard place to recruit to consistently. They've done it. I think Ian Book has been phenomenal, but I think he's kind of had a couple bounces go his way. The Clemson game last time, they literally pitched the ball to Notre Dame. Got a bounce here, a bounce there, but he's had a phenomenal year, but I think Alabama makes it ugly.
Yeah. Mark Helfrich, college football analyst. Again, happy birthday to your son. That's a beautiful Eugene backyard, little creek in the back there, the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Great talking to you, Mark. Continued success. We'll talk again. Good stuff.
Appreciate it, Colin. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. All right. Did I take a break yet? I forget. Oh, it's Joy. Joy Taylor with the news. Sometimes I lose myself.
No.
Turn on the news.
Me for a second.
This is like, the Herd Line News.
It's always the third hour. Did we have this? Listen.
It's okay.
It's the new year. We're all foggy.
Yeah.
We're bouncing off 2020.
How long do you say Happy New Year for?
Oh, until the end of the show.
Oh, you're done with it?
Yeah, like I do it.
So you and Shannon Sharp are the same. Shannon has like a one-day policy for holidays. Like you can say Merry Christmas, like Christmas Eve and Christmas, and then no more Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it anymore.
And then no more Happy New Year. Like after January 1st, he doesn't want to hear it anymore.
Well, he's doing sit-ups at 3 in the morning, so he is very – he's got the way he does things.
Yes.
He's very systematic. So,
you don't like to say Happy – because I'll say Happy New Year for like another week.
Really?
I mean, I'm obnoxious, but I just, I like to juice all the happiness out of the little things in life,
Yeah, no, I get it.
So
extend your happiness.
Yeah, didn't Anne put up the tree like 2 months before Christmas, right?
April.
Yeah, it's brilliant, of course.
I mean, she had like multiple trees and.
Well, we have the same birthday, so yeah.
She's really into that stuff.
You have to enjoy. Work hard, play hard.
Yeah, that's right. Work hard, play hard. That is true.
So Ohio State has struggled with their pass defense this season, allowing 261.3 passing yards per game. It'll be a tough matchup against Clemson, who is 7th this season in passing yards. But the Buckeyes have been working on improving that aspect of their game, and linebacker Pete Werner said that defense can't wait to show the nation all of their hard work leading up to this game and that it has paid off. Clemson is a 7.5-point favorite, according to Fox Bet. I'm going to go opposite of you and take Clemson in the points.
By the way, what if the Browns and the Buckeyes lose? What? Because the Bengals will lose to the Ravens. This could be a tragic Ohio weekend. I mean, honestly, it could either be the greatest thing ever. Cleveland wins and gets to the playoff and Buckeyes win. Or it's going to be an unbelievably bad start to 2021 in Ohio.
It could be.
What if the Browns, as an 8-point favorite, stumble against Mason Rudolph?
Oh, listen,
God, that'd be horrible.
It's available.
Oh,
I have
both.
No faith in Mason Rudolph. But what I will say is the Steelers would love to end Cleveland's season this weekend.
Oh, let me tell you something.
It's an irrelevant game to the Pittsburgh Steelers, but... just for a little added, salt, I could see them getting up for this game. Yeah. Still a division game.
Yeah.
And they're coming off a big loss. Yeah, you're right. It could be a bad weekend.
Yeah, for Ohio. Yeah.
Well, the Rams backup quarterback, John Wolford, is getting his first NFL start in place of Jared Goff on Sunday.
Don't feel great about this.
No. But despite his inexperience at this level, Aaron Donald has total confidence in him.
I've been a fan of his, honestly. Just his preparation, just watching him work. The routines he go through every single day. You would think he was the starting quarterback already. I believe in hard work pay off, and I seen him work. I seen him go on a bad week, when I'm walking to my car about to leave, he walking out with a whole hand in a shoulder pad. He getting his opportunity, you know, to step up and play a huge role to help us win this game, and I'm confident.
That's a big endorsement from Aaron Donald.
Yeah, we'll see.
His first NFL start, the Rams clinch a playoff berth with a win over the Cardinals or a Bears loss to the Packers, so they're in pretty good shape there.
Yeah.
Bears clinch a playoff berth with a win over the Packers or a Cardinals loss to the Rams. And obviously, the Cardinals clinch if they beat the Rams.
I like Arizona to beat the Rams and Green Bay probably to beat Chicago. Chicago is going to be out and Arizona is going to be...
Yeah, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer about Chicago, but...
It kind of feels fool's goldy.
It does, and Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams are just... I mean, they're... Watching that against the Titans was just crazy. They just do whatever they want. They're so... in sync with each other.
Sometimes I can't unsee that 6-game Bears losing streak. Like, I still think that's just in them and possible after a bad series.
I just would not want to be the Bears front office this offseason.
No, neither would I.
I don't want any parts of that decision. So the 49ers are hoping to make a second straight, were hoping to make a second straight Super Bowl run this year, but it was crushed by numerous injuries to key players this season, and numerous is really being very light because the injuries were ridiculous. They managed to get 6 wins playing with so many backups, and Trent Williams has a simple answer for how they can get back to being contenders in 2021. He said, stay healthy. The list of, I don't know if we have the graphic of this, of the 49ers injuries, the notable injuries this season.
Philadelphia and the 49ers last 2. Yeah, I mean, look at this. I mean, we can't even read them for the radio audience.
No,
it's like 18. And they're good. They're not just players. They're good players.
I mean, Kittle, Mostert, Deebo Samuel, Ayuk, obviously.
Trent Williams,
Garoppolo.
D. Ford, Nick Bosa. I mean, good God. Javon Kinlaw.
Yeah, it's Richard Sherman. It's insane. It really is crazy.
I mean,
sometimes you have teams who take a step back of a Super Bowl hangover or whatever. This is just not one of those situations. And, I mean, just how the 49ers played the other night was just so impressive against the Cardinals. Like, they clearly have an established culture. They clearly have a good structure within the team and the backups. Great coaching staff. They're going to be fine. I just don't know what they're going to do with the quarterback position. That's the big question mark.
I'm
going to
throw
year.
Out Sam Darnold.
I'm with you. I mean, the rest of the squad is fine. As long as Trent's right. As long as they stay healthy, they're in a great situation. What you do at the quarterback position and probably at the backup position as well is what's most important. Because if you stick with Jimmy, you've got to bring in somebody reliable.
No question. Joy Taylor with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
By the way, speaking of Trevor Lawrence, we have that bike. Greg Cosell came on yesterday on the show. It kind of set us back a little bit. So Greg Cosell, 41 years, looking at NFL films. We were talking about Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen and Trevor Lawrence, and Greg Cosell said this.
What is really fascinating is the increase in precise ball placement because, you know, we know what he is in just in terms of a physical talent, but he is now making throws that require pace, touch, talent level. You know, it's funny, and you know, you and I will start talking about college quarterbacks soon, but what we always hear is Trevor Lawrence is a generational talent. Well, I have no problem saying this, and if people think I'm wrong, fine, but Josh Allen's more talented than Trevor Lawrence.
And that's, I mean, that's, you know, it's funny. First-round quarterbacks for the longest time, most of my life, were a 50-50 bust rate, half busted. It's now like a 20% bust rate and 80% success rate. Of the last 4 years, 15 quarterbacks have been drafted. Let's look at them. Burrow can play. Tua can at least play. 10 TDs, 2 pick. Justin Herbert's a star. We don't know in Jordan Love. Kyler Murray got star potential. Daniel Jones can play. Haskins bust. Baker can play. Let's not end it on Darnold yet. He can play some. Josh Allen star. Rosen out. It's not going to work. Lamar star. Trubisky's won 68% of his games. Mahomes star, Watson star. So, I mean, it used to be a 50-50. I mean, you got MVPs. You got like 6 stars in there. Like, that's the reality of in the last 3 or 4 drafts, you got like 2 MVPs, 3 near MVPs. And, you know, it's years ago I went to lunch at a swanky place. I didn't pick up the check. An NBA general manager. And, you know, the NBA guys are always a little jealous of all the free publicity the NFL gets, the NFL machine. He said, you know, the NFL's in big trouble with all this violence. And, you know, I didn't say anything. I didn't push back. But the two things I thought as I drove home, I kind of laughed. Number one, sports gambling, never been bigger. We bet football. And if you're emotionally connected betting, you watch. Football is going to just keep growing. Secondly, the quarterback play is so much better now than 10 years ago. The NBA has been trying to find the next LeBron for 10 years. The NFL may already have the answer for Mahomes. It may be Josh Allen. Or wait, it's Trevor Lawrence. The 7-on-7, the quarterback gurus, there's six-figure incomes all over the country teaching kids how to be quarterbacks. These quarterback camps, they're all over the country. Jordan Palmer's the one out here in L.A. Trent Dilfer used to be. The bottom line, it's a real income. It's a real job. And, you know, Jordan Palmer played in the NFL, college. Now he runs these camps, and he deals with all these kids. So the kids get better coaching. They understand how to deal with the media. They get far more snaps by the time they're 12 years old. NFL is not going anywhere, and it is. I mean, we've got five more guys getting drafted this year. Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance from North Dakota, and Justin Fields. And the truth is, one of them's a star. And three or four of them could be if they just end up with a decent coach. And you're getting more college schemes into the pros. So it's the NFL's not going anywhere. For all the media that want to say, oh, the NFL, gambling's legal. Quarterback play is so much better than even 10 years ago. Jason McIntyre, tomorrow's headlines today, his bets of the week coming up in L.A. Live, it's The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
His name is Jason McIntyre. Does a Fox Sports radio show. It was every Saturday morning. It's on at 10 to 1 Eastern. That's 3 hours. That's a long time to fill
you. Not this Saturday morning.
Oh, that's right. Not this Saturday morning.
I'm doing it this Saturday morning.
Oh, you are? Yeah. So you booted him out of there. It's about time.
No, it's taking a much-needed break.
So we call it tomorrow's headlines today. Jason McIntyre joining me now live for his five NFL thoughts. Picks. All right. Well, the Jets are going to have the second pick. Who do the Jets play this weekend, by the way?
The New York Jets play the Patriots in a game nobody cares about. First time in, what, 20 years Belichick has a week 17 game that's irrelevant. Like that just doesn't happen. Yeah. But we get to watch Trevor Lawrence today. The guy you said is the best quarterback in what, college football history, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm older than you. I am history. I am very, very old. All right, here we go. Tomorrow's headlines today. What's it going to be for the Cowboys at the Giants?
Is it monster game? I love this game. Actually sets up pretty well for the NFC East. The headline will be Zeke and you shall find the playoffs. Colin, I'm the only man in America who likes Dallas here. I mean, everybody else is like, oh, the Giants. How is Dallas favored? But I love this Daniel Jones factor, right? He was a good running quarterback earlier this season. Since he had the hamstring and ankle injuries, he's been sacked 12 times in two games and he has one carry for 3 yards. All right. Daniel Jones of the Giants has basically been reduced to a pocket quarterback. Can he beat anybody from the pocket, Colin? We've seen that. No, definitely not. I think Dallas pulls the upset. And yes, the Cowboys, Zeke Elliott, 7-0 in his last seven games against the Giants. Zeke Elliott to the playoffs.
Oh, I like your courage. All right. Tomorrow's headlines today. Dolphins against the Bills. Tua's got to play four quarters.
Yeah, that's a scary prospect. The headline will be Fit Sits, Tua No Magic. Oh, man, this has got to hurt for the Miami Dolphins fans. Listen, Tua, we've seen him, Colin. We've just seen what this guy is. He's not a confident quarterback. He's afraid to fail and make mistakes. You know, I got to FS1 as a young guy, 2016. I'm not afraid. I'll try anything. I'll go after anybody. Tua is afraid to make mistakes. Seriously, Colin, he's doing all the check down Charlie stuff, not taking risks. And Buffalo, this is a bit of a rivalry game. Remember the Dan Marino, Jim Kelly rivalry? This is going to start something maybe between Tua and Josh Allen. I kind of like Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills to play their guys for more than a quarter, more than a half, and kind of upset Miami here in a game that could see snow on Sunday.
Yeah, by the way, Buffalo is a young head coach, a young quarterback. To that point, I think when you have a young, hot team, you do not sit them. I mean, Kansas City's got some older players. I can see resting a Honey Badger. I think Buffalo, if I'm Buffalo, I play my guys for four quarters and cross my fingers nobody gets hurt. Tomorrow's headlines today, Arizona at the Rams.
just a fascinating game here, Colin, on all levels. You and I struggled last week. We both loved the Rams. They let us down. The headline this week will be the Wolford of Wall Street. Give me the Rams in a massive upset. Listen, Colin, I kind of like this storyline, okay? So this kid Wolford, he was a three-star recruit. He goes to Wake Forest, wins a starting job as a true freshman, starts for 4 years. He's been now in the McVay system for over a year. So it's not like this is a guy off the street learning the McVay system. He's been going against a first-team defense in Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. And if you read some of the articles about this kid, there is a Doug Flutie element to him in that he was able to mimic Dak Prescott before the Rams played the Cowboys, and he runs around, he makes plays. I think the Rams pull the upset. Now, this is crushing to me because all season I've loved the Cardinals and Kyler Murray. I have a futures bet for the Cardinals to make the playoffs. I just don't see it happening. I have some Cardinals stuff that's happened. I'm not going to unload it now. I'll wait till after the season happens. But there's some issues there in Arizona with Kingsbury, Kyler. And I like the Rams here this weekend.
Yeah, Arizona has been it depends on the weekend. That some teams feel like playoffs, some teams don't feel like playoff teams. The Bears don't feel like a playoff team to me. Arizona, you could sell me on either. So if they lose to the Rams, they don't feel like one to me. Tomorrow's headlines today. Let's do it for the Packers at the Bears. Boy, does Green Bay let down in this one?
Do they, Colin? I don't. The headline will be: the playoffs go through Mr. Rodgers' neighborhood. Aaron Rodgers locks up the MVP and home field advantage. Colin, they haven't lost a playoff game at home in 7 years. Colin Kaepernick, the last guy to do it at Lambeau. And if they get home field advantage, it's a tough time to pick against them, even if Russell Wilson or Drew Brees go to Lambeau. And I like the Packers this weekend. Fun stat for you, Colin. Aaron Rodgers, 44 touchdown passes. Green Bay Packers, 44 punts. That's it. All season, 44 punts. The Packers offense is just looking so good. And some of us, myself included, have to eat crow about Matt LaFleur. I was wrong. I thought there would be issues with Aaron Rodgers, and they drafted a quarterback early in the draft, and none of that has mattered. Aaron Rodgers has been utterly dominant, and I like him to take down the Bears here. I know Chicago fans are excited about Maserati Mitch Trubisky, but come on. We know that's a bunch of fraudulent stuff. Bears are not a good team. He's not a good quarterback.
Yeah, Joy and I have said that. It feels a little bit of a fool's gold winning streak. Yeah. Finally, tomorrow's headlines today. This game is interesting. Washington football team at the Eagles. We're not sure if Alex Smith is going to play.
We don't know. He did lightly practice yesterday. He's taking some first team reps. The headline will be: it hurts so good. The Eagles spoil Washington's attempt to get to the playoffs. I'm back in Philly here. I know a lot of professional gambling money is on Washington because the market's telling you Alex Smith will start. But, okay, fine. Alex Smith will start. What about Terry McLaurin? What about Antonio Gibson? Those guys are banged up, have not been factors for a while. And I just look at this stat. If Alex Smith cannot go, Colin, without him at the helm, 6-26 every other quarterback. Now, Alex Smith in Washington, 10-5. But if he doesn't start, Taylor Heinicke? Really? I can't ride with Washington here. And I got to plead ignorance. Like, I did not know Jalen Hurts would be this good this quickly. He has been effective. He had some turnovers last week, but he was playing from behind. Washington, Colin, the stat you need to know, they have not scored on an opening drive all season. First team in 20 years if they don't score in their opening drive to start the game this week. They're always playing from behind. That ain't good when you got Alex Smith or Taylor Heinicke. I know the defense is strong, but if Washington's playing from behind, forget about it. Give me the Eagles.
Yeah, Washington's defense is great in the second half because Rivera makes great adjustments. But to your point, yes, they have played behind a lot this year. Okay, I like Clemson super close against Ohio State and Alabama to roll. What do you like today?
I have Clemson and Alabama in a teaser. I teased Clemson down to 1. Remember, we gave out Clemson as our best bet of the year a couple weeks ago, and that cashed for everybody. And I teased the total, kind of silly on my part, but down to 59.5. I think Alabama can hang 40, 42 on Notre Dame, and we'll see if the Irish can come through with like 17 points, 20 points. But I definitely like Clemson. I think over Ohio State's a little overrated, Colin. I saw this stat. Last year, they gave up one pass play of 40 or more yards. Okay. They gave up 4 against Indiana. Okay. Like Indiana, Colin, what's Trevor Lawrence going to do to the secondary? If you read some of the Ohio State beat writers, there is some concern that this defense is a little bit overrated. I think Trevor Lawrence has a field day and Clemson wins.
You enjoy, sound alike. All right, buddy, happy holidays, happy new year, and good
happy
stuff.
Happy new year. All right, take it easy. Enjoy.
All right, good stuff. Did a nice job this week. Good job. Did a little college football today. Right now, what's the Georgia-Cincinnati score on that? Georgia was trailing at half. I think Georgia's going to win, but what's the because Florida got boat raced.
21-10 Cincinnati over Georgia, this end is, of the third quarter.
Okay, so the SEC, oh, we're great.
There's a whole quarter left.
Florida got destroyed by the Big 12.
They did well.
Cincinnati is rolling Georgia.
You know, that Spencer Rattler, he's
good.
It's not as bad as everyone thought he was.
And huh? SEC fans, this is what I said. Listen, we know Saban's great. But Clemson's 9-1 against the SEC, and they're 11-3 if you count Alabama. So Ohio State would mostly beat everybody in the SEC. They just wouldn't beat Alabama. What about LSU? They will have a new coach in a year. I mean, they almost got rid of Ed Orgeron before Joe Burrow. He either wins 10 games next year or they're moving off that. They're impatient in the SEC. Auburn fired their coach, stunk. Tennessee struggles. South Carolina fired their coach. Florida looked horrible against Oklahoma, and Georgia's losing to Cincinnati. I don't want to hear, oh, by the way, Northwestern's beating Auburn right now. I mean, seriously, at some point. So Northwestern, which Ohio State took care of, Northwestern's beating Auburn. Cincinnati's hammering Georgia.
Well, you know, the playoffs are going to expand, so we'll be able to...
Now, give me more. You know what I want? Just give me a playoff with Coastal Carolina. That's all I want. That's my New Year's resolution. Rooting for Coastal Carolina and Citadel. Coastal Carolina. By the way, Coastal Carolina played. I turned that game on for about 30 seconds. They lost to Liberty.
Liberty was playing well this year.
Oh, Lord. Liberty. Isn't Liberty like that Falwell College or something? Oh, boy.
It is. They had some 2020.
Zany.
Some people had some 2020s.
Yeah.
Liberty had some kind of 2020.
Let's just say they have a good time at Liberty. Give me Liberty or give me what else. Okay, we're done. I'm done. I'm done with a year. I've got a new year. I'm not going to ruin it and be stupid. All right. Drive safe. Be safe. Enjoying everybody. Have a great weekend. Let's go watch college football.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.